Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
George Floyd was killed on Memorial Day 3 years ago. This week on Notes from America, we remember his impact on us. And we ask, how do the stories we tell about both Black life and death shape our future? Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever played the game 57? You have to guess who is 57 years old. It's very fun.
That's hard. I mean, people are never 57.
Yeah, people are always 57. That's why it's fun. It's like such a specific number.
Denzel.
Denzel is a great guess.
I'm the man up in this piece. King Kong ain't got shit on me.
He is, let's see, 61.
God, he looks good.
Thank you. Very much.
Oh, yeah, he looks great. 61.
Fuck. You know what? I might have to just bump it up to 65. 65 is the top off. That is it.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Yeah, 65. Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, he looks good.
He looks great.
See? We're breaking boundaries now. You got to raise that. That wheelhouse look.
I know, but also they can't be older than my dad. That's the new
rule. They can.
Can they? That's weird.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
I mean, it's weird that you're up there in the first place, but since you're there, why not pull over?
But I don't want to bring home like a 60-year-old guy and be like, "Hey dad, here's my boyfriend who's older than
me." I would. And your dad's like, "I won't have you dating a man that's 2 years older than me." But I love him, dad. I change his diaper regularly.
This is Phoebe Robinson.
This is Jessica Williams, and we're bringing you a very special Two Dope Queens episode in celebration of the Women's March that took place on January 21st.
Okay, so, like, in case you guys live under a rock, which, like, whatever, SpongeBob lives in the sea and probably knew about this march.
Yeah, no judges. Well, yeah. Patrick, the starfish, actually does live under a rock.
Right, but I'm just saying they know about it.
Right.
So if SpongeBob and Patrick know about it, you should know.
Like, literally, if SpongeBob and Patrick stand for women's rights, you, like, totally should.
So there was a women's march earlier this month, the day after Trump's inauguration, to be exact. And the march was to unite people around the world and also to send a message that we're all in this together and fighting for equality and the rights of women, cis and trans, mm-hmm. and, you know, non-identifying, non-conforming. And we're just not going to shut up just because someone with teeny tiny orange disgusting hands is in the White House.
Wow, dragged. Yes, Khaleesi. Drag him. Drag him by his teeny tiny hands.
And they're so small. Anyway, I was in D.C. and Jessica was in Salt Lake City at Sundance Film Festival. No braggies. That's a really cool career achievement. We'll talk about that later. But what was the energy like at your Sundance March? Was there anything that particular that moved you? Like, what happened?
It was good. So I spoke at the march, which was pretty tight.
Cool.
And it was freezing. It was, like, really cold. There was, like, so much snow. But everybody was really excited. It wasn't that long of a march. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know how long yours was, but ours was just down Main Street.
Oh, cool.
And that's, like, a few blocks, mm-hmm. Which was really nice because, like, my fingertips were starting to freeze. And, like, it's like, yeah, I stand with women. Also, I'm kind of low-key cold and I forgot to grab my gloves.
Okay. Like, Martin Luther King literally does not care about
that. Yeah, he, like, marched on Selma, like, a couple times. You know what I mean? But I was, like, a little bit cold, so I was, like, not going to lie, in the back of my head, I was like, I'm cold. Ooh, la la. Finally, we walked around to, like, where the rally was, and a bunch of people got up and spoke, and, like, it was really moving and really fun.
That's awesome.
How was yours?
The D.C. one was great. I mean, as you know, there were 1.2 million people there. But it was very, like, peaceful. And, I mean, there was a lot of chanting and just positivity. Mm-hmm. And it really jazzed me up because I was feeling kind of down post-election. And
yeah, that was, like, so intense.
Yeah, so it was nice to do the march, and then we ended the evening with a special Two Dope Queens show at Lincoln Theater.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just show in honor of the march, and you couldn't be there because you were in Sundance. So Alana Glazer took your place and co-hosted for the evening, and the energy in the theater was, like, awesome. It was just a lot of, like, amazing women, men, all different ages, all different sexualities, just, like, coming together, wanting to laugh, wanting to just feel that sense of community some more post-March. So,
that rules.
Yeah, I think the show is great. I think, you know, the fact that they're doing marches also in Utah and, like, all over the
world. Yeah.
It just felt really cool. It felt like we were all, like, finally starting to get on the same page a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like we haven't been that way since, like, season two of American Idol when it was Ruben Studdard versus Clay Aiken.
Yeah,
legitimately.
It was a big heated debate, though. It's like, who is it, Ruben or Clay? But even then, it was still, like, a nation divide. It was. You know what I mean? Like, it was intense for a while.
Yeah, so this feels really good. And I think
people
the show...
hating each other, hurting each other.
Yeah, and I think the show sounds great. And I think listeners are going to enjoy it.
Okay, dope.
Yeah, it was an emotional night for sure, and we were joined by a couple of special guests on the show. First up was Two Dope Queens alum Michelle Buteau.
Lovely lady.
And stand-up comedian and former Daily Show producer Jenna Friedman.
Yeah, so hunker down in your pink pussy hats, dudes, you two, and enjoy.
Wow.
Woo.
Wow. Energy.
Oh, ooh. My gosh, D.C. Wow.
D.C. is fucking cool.
This is crazy.
D.C. is fucking cool. What a party. What a party.
Hi. This is awesome.
Wow. Very dope. Dope faces. Wow. Beautiful people.
Who all went to the march today?
Wow. Pussy power.
Correct. Correct.
So
correct.
Good.
Correct.
Wow, a lot thank of you went. Yeah, a good number went. A good amount went. Good.
I love this.
Good. A good amount of you went. Good.
Yeah.
Good. We're all sort of abreast of the political climate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
I am, this has been a wild weekend, you know?
Oh, it's nuts. It's like... we're in the third act of a reality TV show.
Yeah.
And the next episode goes on for 4 years.
Whew. Yeah.
It's too long.
Yeah, I'm coming to terms. Yesterday I watched the inauguration. I know. I know. I didn't want to do it.
Unbelievable.
But I did it. And
it was so
it was
stomach churning.
Trash. It was trash.
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 Such trash.
Trash.
That was nuts.
Yeah, it was crazy. And but I kind of the only reason why I liked it is because I felt like the MVPs of the day were the camera operators.
Whew.
Because they were so petty. It was like they like
I know. Phoebe was just showing me this video that
and
that she posted.
It's like when Donald Trump is walking out and they like cut to like Hillary Clinton on like an uber like slow zoom in. And she looks salty as fuck and is like trying to hide
icy.
It.
Icy.
Yeah.
Icy.
Yeah.
Icy.
It was crazy.
That
and
was
then,
nuts. It was rough. Did you see his concert the night before? His cool
no.
His cool racist musicians concert? Like who did his show? Who was down to do his show?
Wait, was what?
Three doors down?
Yeah.
Kryptonite?
Yeah. But the guy from Backstreet Boys, Brian Luttrell, said he would have done it if he was asked. Because he was like,
oof.
No, but he was like, it's all one love, dude. It's one love, man. He's a president. I'm like, no.
One life?
One love. It's all one love.
It's such a lie. It's like one love if someone's not like saying hateful shit.
Yeah.
But it's not one love if you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
It's one love if you like don't know the person and it's like whatever. They don't like look, you don't look like you like do the same shit, but you're not gonna like hate on them. You are like one love, but one love for like, for him and the hair and the
I know.
Loving his daughter so much is so scary.
I know.
Melania's in a prison. I love everybody. Save Melania. I love.
She is so scared. Ooh. She is lit like,
ooh.
The hills have eyes, and so does she. Yeah. It's a lot, you know? It's a lot.
She could save us, you know? We'll see what she does with her window. She could save us.
Yeah. But even them dancing together, like, at the ball, ooh. It was like, she was like,
yeah. She keeps, like, having outfits with gloves so that she doesn't have to, like, fully touch his hand, you know? Gnarly.
That's so true.
She's like, it's old school. And then also, I don't have to touch his fucking hand.
Yeah.
It's a tiny hand. Oh, you know my favorite today was hands too small, can't build a wall.
Yeah, that was the best chant.
Hilarious.
Best chant.
What signs or chants did you like today?
I like that one. I like show me what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
That was hot.
I like that. That's dope. Cool. Yeah, it was really cool. It was such an amazing kind of like... It was just, I heard there's like 1.2 million people showed up to the march in D.C.
Amazing. So dope.
It was so great. So great. And it was, I took the train down yesterday with my manager, Shanoa, lovely producer of the show. She's amazing.
Yeah.
Clap it up for Shanoa.
Give it up.
But yeah, her and I, we took the train down yesterday to the Amtrak.
Was it crowded?
Acela.
Sorry, y'all. Gotta get here faster. Yeah, my time is valuable.
Sorry. so gross.
No, the Acela is dope. It's
amazing.
Technology. It's
yeah,
amazing
it's great.
Technology. It's
like,
fine.
All trains should just be the Acela. Like, why is there, like,
yeah, it's
a
like
slower option?
Yeah, I know. It's so a good dumb. Point. It's a good symbol.
Yeah.
You're supporting science. It's
yeah,
cool.
But we took the train, and so we're in the quiet car, and it was like all the window seats were taken, so people have to like sit in like the aisle seat or whatever. And there was like one handicap seat that was like open, and I was like, "Yes, this is so awesome." And so then,
that is,
I was not going to sit. I didn't sit in it. So, but
that's funny though. I thought you were like, "Yes, this is so awesome."
No,
for my bags.
I had my window seat, cool. And then this white lady came on the train, and she sat in the handicap seat. I know.
Come on,
right?
Bitch.
So then the ticket guy.
Open your eyes, bitch! Don't act like. Why do I have more leg room? You know, dog. You know. Oh God!
White people.
That's so embarrassing. I'm like literally blushing. Oh God! Come on, bitch.
So
come on.
The ticket guy is all over. He's like, "This is a handicap seat," and she's like, "What am I supposed to do?" And he's like,
"Stand, bitch, because you can."
Right. And there were times.
Fuck
yes. Yes.
I didn't. What am I supposed to do?
Right. And there were.
You know what you're supposed to do. That's why you're like asking as though you don't know.
Right.
Okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
And there were tons of aisle seats open. Right.
Okay.
So he's like, "You can't sit here." And she's like, "Okay." So she gets up and she sits next to Shanoa.
And so, Shanoa's like, "No thanks."
Yeah. Shanoa's like, "Great." And so then this white dude.
Sure. Okay.
He gets on the train, beelines for the handicap
no!
seat.
No!
And not just beelines. He, like, takes off his jacket. He sets out his breakfast. He's got his iPad. I'm like, are you fucking moving in here? Like, this is an Elise.
Oh, God.
So, and I'm like, oh, this ticket guy's going to fucking check him, right? So, ticket guy's like, "Hey, buddy, handicap seat. You know, you can't really sit here." And the guy's like... You know what? I'll move if someone comes. And the ticket, horrible, right? And we're like, no, you have to get up.
Also, it's like, this is a microcosm for everything.
Right.
Move.
Like, right.
You are symbolizing everything.
Right.
Get out.
And
go.
Then the white lady goes.
No.
She
no,
goes.
I can't.
She goes, well... Why did I have to move and he gets to sit here?
Why don't you guys go fuck each other in the bathroom
so
you can calm the fuck down?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So we sat next to some Trump voters, obviously, because...
Who? So he stayed?
He stayed.
he said.
Well, if he listens to Two Dope Queens, the podcast.
Which I'm sure he does not.
Yeah, I'm sure he's a big fan. The guy can go fuck himself.
Yeah. Fuck,
fuck
you, dude.
Gross.
Should we get this show started?
I think so.
How's that sound?
What a good show. Holy shit. What you a lineup. Damn, such a lineup.
Oh, my God. You guys, we have such an incredible lineup for you guys.
This first lady, she is the queenliest queen. It's literally nuts. It's crazy.
She's so funny. One of our closest friends.
Yeah, talk about falling in love. You are about to fall in love. It's crazy.
Yeah. Her credits are endless. She's been on Key and Peele. She has a half-hour special on Comedy Central. She has a stand-up album out called Shut Up. please give it up for Michelle Bouton! What's up, DC? Make some motherfucking noise! Fuck! We out here! We fucking lit! We woke! Women's March! We motherfucking did it! Who gives a fuck? We fucking did it, motherfucker! We fucking did it, bitches! We fucking did it, bitches! We fucking were out. We fucking did it. Before we get into the jokes, I just want to let every motherfucker in this theater know I appreciate you. I fucking appreciate you. Yo, I appreciate every titty, every brown titty. We got a bunch of titties right here. Ladies, give it up for all the men in here that were with you all day today, woke as fuck. We need each other. Shit. Oh, man, today was so fucking magical. I don't even know what the fuck to say. I've never seen anything like that shit. My parents are immigrants. My husband's an immigrant. Yo, I've seen some shit. I've done some shit. I've never seen anything like today. It was fucking beautiful and magical. It was like a million people just smoked from the same joint. You know what I mean? Like, all on the same plane. Now, I live in Brooklyn. And, oh, all right. Y'all from Brooklyn or you like Biggie? I don't know. All day, honey. Anyway. Took the Amtrak in from Brooklyn this morning. Didn't even pack anything. Just came with these panties. Just so you know what is fermenting right now. I'm about to brew some beer for you bitches right now. It is so real. I had my sign. Yes, we can. Fucking went out, saw like a gang of Meryl Streeps. Just a gang of old white bitches. I was like, were you my teacher? Like, it was so... Is your name Esther? Like, it was crazy. I love old white lady names. Like, that's my fucking favorite. Betty, Esther, Victoria, whatever. And I don't know if you guys experienced what I experienced, but I came out the train station. Everybody was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I was like, oh, amazing. And just like vibes, like, what? Yeah. And then we crossed a few streets, and then we went down this one street, and then we were just like stuck. Why the fuck was we stuck? Bitch, we got a website. You knew we was coming. Ooh, we even got an app. You could download that app. You knew all of us were motherfucking coming. You know it's real when you got an app. So I was just stuck, and I was like, this is cool. I'm out here for a purpose. We finna do this purpose together. That was the first hour. By the second hour, I felt like the end of the Titanic. Where I was like, I don't know, Leo, what's gonna happen? I need all this wood for myself. Just trying to be honest. But when you have tig old bitties like this, make some noise if you got tig old bitties. Okay. I love that, like, some men were like, yeah. Oh, okay. When you have a body like this, like, I love my body. I do. I love the fuck out of my body. But when you have so much space to be responsible of, it, my life, I feel like I'm living in the middle seat, airplane seat. You know what I mean? Where flesh might spill over, but I can't be responsible. And so at one point, people were just walking past me and they were all really short. And I was just breastfeeding a gang of bitches. I was like, oh, I love your pink hats. Pussy power, pussy power. Mm-hmm. Oh, you made that yourself? Pussy power. Uh-huh. Pussy power. But like when you're in a crowd so big, it's like, oh fuck, like I realize like your body makes decisions that you don't make. Like this lady was drinking coffee and I didn't know because I don't have eyes on the back of my head. And all I heard was, your hair's in my coffee. I didn't know she was talking to me. So I heard it again, your hair is in my coffee. And I was like, that's a weird chant. You know, in the early 2000s, the late 90s, I'm old as fuck, but blackish don't crackish. Ow. I really tried to like work out and be skinny. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be a size 12, but I was always hungry and that's terrible. I'm like, I'm gonna try to work out to like find my belly button when I sit down. And like, that's not a goal people wanna hear about. And I try to like straighten my hair and wear corporate clothes, like Ann Taylor Loft, Talbots. But I realize I have this thing called feelings and I sweat a lot and my hair gets curly and no matter what, people look at me and they're like, hey girl, hey. I mean, I try to wear shirts with buttons. You ever try to wear a shirt with a button with titties? Let me tell you something. You know what I'm saying, bitch. It is evil. This button right here, just screaming for air. And my right breast is bigger. I'm just like, oh my right breast is like a POW. It's just like, it's like John McCain. It's like, let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out. I got a song to sing. By the way, I have done none of my material. I'm just talking about my body right now. I can't. It was a day. It was a motherfucking day. And those porta potties, I was like, this is a yoga move I've never done. Let's go. I was like, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, that shit got so primal. Today was the closest I've ever been to camping. Let me tell you something. That and eating sushi on a subway. Two times I've been close to camping. That's it. Gross. I don't wear shorts. Like the closest I'll like come to shorts is like knee-vit, you know, like just like showing my like a ripped jean and shit. But like I can't go too high because when you sit down, you see what my thigh looks like. I'm like, no, that is too personal. I can't. Like I'm staying in this hotel right now, the Grand Hyatt. They have a mirror across the across from the toilet. I'm like, who the fuck? Did you say absolutely? You're gross. That's disgusting. You're not that sexy. No one is that fucking sexy. Let me tell you something. I've done stand-up on TV. I never watched myself. You know what? Doing stand-up on TV and watching yourself is like watching yourself take a shit. It feels good. It's natural. I don't need to see it, okay? I never need to fucking see that shit. You're fucking gross. No. No merci. That's French for no thank you. I think it's important, though, when you're in, like, a big crowd like this, to, like, I'm married, I'm taken, whatever, he's white, I love it. He's European, he's vintage white. What? Means nothing. It means he can ride a bike and he has foreskin. Yes! I am for the skin. Yes, honey, do this, foreskin. It's like a banana, peel it back, have breakfast, suck the dick. Thank you. Suck that dick. You in love? Suck that dick. Spread your legs, bitches. Spread your legs if you're in love. I ain't fucking judging your journey. Fuck that shit. Let me tell you something. Oh, I want to hug each and every one of you assholes. Oh, I just love you guys so fucking much. Shut up. You fucking shut up. So I realized today, like, not like who my type is, but whose type I am. Let me tell you something. I'm not bragging. I think everyone should love themselves. But let me tell you something. I realized today that a government worker cannot say no to me. Oh, my God. I'm like kryptonite. I had red lipstick on. They're like, let me put my dick in it. I was like, excuse me. Like, it was insane. I could not go to, like, a veterans parade. I will get pregnant. It was... I realized my power today. I can make a government worker work a holiday, bitches. What? That is power. Oh, my God. Okay. Fifi's amazing. She, like, changes up her look all the time. She looks so fucking dope. Like, I so want to change up my look. I've looked like this since I was 12 years old. Nobody gives a fuck. No, for real. And then, like, last summer, I tried to, like, get some braids like Phoebe. And let me tell you something. It was a hot mess. I did not look like a Nubian princess like Phoebe. I want to look like Beyonce frolicking in Cuba. I look like Rachel Dolezal in Seattle. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I look like a white person trying to be black with braids. Do you understand that? P.S. I'm black. How you doing? That is a gift. I was like appropriating my own culture. What the fuck is that? It was so much cheek. It was so much cheek. I look like a Puerto Rican Julia Stiles. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, I really wanted to be an Erykah Badu and I was an Erykah Badu. Ow! I'm a mess. I should go. I gotta sit down. These tits are heavy. They're so fucking heavy. But more than anything, we should leave this fucking theater knowing that we can do anything as long as we fucking do it together. Please, don't forget that. Don't let Fox News tell you the numbers didn't show up. We showed up all over the motherfucking world. Antarctica, there was 20 bitches fucking doing a female march. We can fucking do anything as long as we do it together. And don't fucking forget it. Any fucking time. You see what I'm saying? Stay woke. Stay fucking woke. I'm gonna need you to stay fucking woke.
Two Dope Queens is supported by BetterHelp. The winter season can be a lot. Therapy can be a bright spot amid the holiday stress, the seasonal depression, or whatever you might be experiencing. Visit BetterHelp.com/queens today to get 10% off your first month.
On this week's On the Media, the last few months have seen mass layoffs and canceled shows throughout the audio industry.
What happened to you at WNYC is not what happened to Pushkin. It's not what happened to Gimlet, right? Everybody comes in from a very different category, but everybody's depressed by the same larger macroeconomic conditions.
Podcasting's first boom and bust cycle on this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Find On the Media wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Our next comic is a witch. Literal true witch. A powerful fucking witch. It's crazy.
Well, she's very, very talented. She was a producer on The Daily Show. And she had a one-woman show that she was touring around the globe called American Cunt.
And it just released yesterday on Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
American Cunt.
American Cunt. Please give it up for... Jenna Friedman!
Hi. Hi, women. Hi, guys. It's so nice to be here. I'm doing comedy. It's hard. It's so hard to be funny right now. So as a comedian, I'm like working backwards and trying to remember when like this was funny. Like... 2015, do you guys remember when Trump was funny? Like, all the jokes comparing him to Hitler in, like, a funny way? You know, like, Trump's nothing like Hitler. I don't think Trump's like Hitler at all, actually. I mean, Hitler at least served in his military. Thanks. If anything, Trump is like Bin Laden. Just in the sense that they both use their daddy's money to fuck up New York skyline. I'm trying to lighten the mood. What else? I have a lot of abortion jokes. Yay. I think the best thing about abortion jokes is that no one tries to steal them. They're like the unwanted children of jokes. And I don't even think abortion is like a political issue as much as it is a branding issue. Branding, right? Like in Texas, for example, they're wasted. In Texas, for example, if instead of abortion, if we just called it fetus hunting, people would be so excited. Take the kids to Planned Parenthood and go fetus hunting on the weekends, you know? Same thing with Florida. You can't call it abortion in Florida. You have to call it... early retirement. Alabama. I have one for every state. No, in Alabama, if instead of abortion, if we called it the death penalty, the whole state would vote for it. Alabama state bird is the electric chair. You guys, I'm not making this up. What bothers me most about abobo laws now... Did you guys call it an abobo in D.C.? No one does. But what bothers me most about abortion laws is that they're not based on science. Like in Virginia, if you want to get an abobo, they make you get an ultrasound. They show you a photo of the fetus, and then they send you home to think about it for like 24 hours or 48 or till it's crowning. There's no science that says showing me a picture of my fetus is going to make me want to keep it. They're not cuddly. It's like, Republican lawmakers, I respect your choice to not respect mine, but sell me on it. You know what I mean? Don't show me a photo of a fetus. Show me a photo of something that resonates. Like, I don't know, maybe a photo of myself in 60 years trying to walk down a flight of stairs alone. Thank you. Self-deprecating. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not for everybody. So I was on Colbert's election night special. Did anyone see that? It was rough. It was really rough. We all thought Hillary was going to win. I mean, she won. She won. It was a coup. But it was a coup. Russia hacked us, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so we all had prepared for that. And when that didn't happen, we found out that Trump won, whatever. That Trump was installed by Putin right as we were going on stage. And it was on Showtime, not on CBS, and Showtime was like, be edgy. Be edgy. They just meant say fuck. They didn't mean look directly into the camera and be like, get your abortions now! Because we're going to get fucked! And we're going to have to live with it! I said that. Wasn't the worst thing I said. He asked me how I was feeling, and I was like, other than that you should cut off my mic, because I'm not, like, you know, media trained. And he asked me how I was feeling, and I was like, I just want to be honest, because it's, like, just me and him and, like, you know, on live TV. And all day I was, like, pregnant with joy. I was wearing white. I was like, the future's female. Yeah. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's okay. We'll figure it out. But it's not. Okay. And he asked me how I felt, and I was like, I feel as if I'm about to give birth to a baby that's already dead. That was their reaction, too. Not a joke, you guys. The only reason I bring it up is because the one thing that was remotely funny about it was the interesting emails I got from all my new fans. I know. I got a lot of emails from women being like, I am not into your comedy. I'm like, that makes two of us. I get it, you know, but I got a lot of emails also from women being like, I had a miscarriage and Trump becoming president is the closest way I can describe it. So thanks for making me feel less alone. And I was like, you're welcome. But most interestingly were the emails I got from men being like, you don't know what it's like to miscarry. I was like, do you? Are you Arnold Schwarzenegger and Junior? Like, my point is, everybody miscarries. That's a children's book that hasn't been written yet. But everybody miscarries. We just don't know about it because nobody talks about it. Women can't even talk about our periods on stage. Women can't even talk about our periods on stage, let alone one with a finger in it. Here's the thing. I know that joke is gross. That's the only joke I've really written since the election. And that's what America gets when we elect Donald Trump. Just a bunch of horrible miscarriage jokes. Thank you guys so much. Have a good night.
Jenna Friedman and Michelle Buteau.
Along with special guest host Alana Glazer. So thanks so much for listening, everybody. We hope you found the show as inspiring as we did. And you'll be hearing the rest of the acts from that evening on season 3. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, back to business.
And the business is this. Take action. Whatever your cause is, you have to be active, all right? You have to make the calls. And you have to do the work. If you go to womensmarch.com, they have new actions every 10 days that you can join in on. Now is the time to show up for everybody, including us. Seriously, though, show up for us. Can you please, like, go on iTunes and rate us 5 stars, though? and write a review, that would be soup steak.
Okay. Yes.
It felt match.
I love it. And also tweet at us and Instagram us. How are you feeling about the march? We want to know, how are you feeling about Sir Anthony Hopkins?
We want to know.
We want to know it all. And if you're following Sir Anthony like I did 2 weeks ago, let me know.
Like, and do kind of what I've been doing, which is like commenting on his photos. I say, you look great, Anthony. And I'm never somebody who comments on like stuff like that. But if he only has like 32,000 followers.
How is that possible?
People just, why would you think that he would have one? You know?
He needs to be like out in these streets talking about it, and I feel like he's not.
Good evening. I'm Sir Anthony Hopkins. This is my film, Howard's End. Also, did you know I have an Instagram? That's crazy.
Okay, love you, mean it. Waikiki.
CDG.